One morning in December, when Mrs. Goose went to her front door, there was a letter for her. It was written on birch bark paper and tied around with green grass ribbon. Mrs. Goose was so excited that her wings fluttered and trembled. She opened the envelope, sat down in her little rocking chair, and put on her glasses. The letter was printed in queer, green, wiggly letters. It said, "Dear Mrs. Goose, please come and spend Christmas with me in my river home. I will fly by for you at 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve. Be ready to fly up and fly away with me. Your flying cousin, Mrs. Wild Goose of the Marshes." "My, there are a lot of silly flies in that letter," said Mrs. Goose, blinking. She got up from her rocking chair and said to herself, "I don't believe I know how to fly. I've been a tame goose for so long that I've forgotten." She thought for a minute, and then she flapped her wings. "No, I haven't forgotten," she told herself. 3 ducks were coming over for a cup of hot clover tea at 4 o'clock. Mrs. Goose kept very busy till they came tying up presents for her friends. 3 yellow bow ties for 3 ducks, a nice new tail comb for Mrs. Squirrel, and little currant cookies for Mr. Pig and the Pop Rabbits and her other friends. "Don't open until Christmas," she wrote on them. "They can look at them when they have them in the big Animal Town Christmas tree party," she planned. "But I won't be there." Yes, she had decided to spend Christmas with her wild marsh cousin. At 4 o'clock, she heard a quacking at the door, and she ran to let 3 ducks in. "It's getting very cold and blowy," they told her as they marched over to the fire. "We think it's going to snow," they said, and they warmed their wings. "I hope it won't snow on Christmas Eve at 5 o'clock," Mrs. Goose told them, "because I'm going away then." "Away?" quacked 3 ducks, looking at her. "Yes, away. I am going to visit my cousin, Mrs. Wild Goose." And she showed them the birch bark letter. "Oh, Mrs. Goose, you won't be here for Christmas and our big Animal Town party," said 3 ducks. "No." "Why, we'll miss you so much." "I'll miss you too," said Mrs. Goose, getting the teapot. "And you'll not like the way your cousin lives. She doesn't have a cozy home like yours. She sleeps in a wet river place." Mrs. Goose poured the tea. "Yes, but she is my cousin," she told 3 ducks. "Our mothers were sister geese. I have decided to go." They drank their tea and they talked some more about it, but 3 ducks couldn't make Mrs. Goose change her mind. She was just determined to go on Christmas Eve. That was all there was about it. On the day before Christmas, Mrs. Goose was very busy. She tied bright bunches of holly berries on her friends' presents. She packed a little bag with her long gray nightgown and funny white nightcap and feather brush. She swept her house and put it all in order. Then she put on her red shoes and her blue and lavender dress and bright red shawl and hat with parsley on it. She looked at herself in the glass and said, "There I am. I look very handsome. Really, I hope my cousin will be proud of me." Tap, tap, tap. There were 3 ducks at the door. They had come to see her off. Scratch, scratch, scratch. That was Mrs. Squirrel. Then came Mr. Pig and Mr. Gobbler and the Pop Rabbits. It was very exciting coming to see Mrs. Goose fly off, just like waiting to see a balloon go up or something. "Do you know how to fly?" asked Mrs. Squirrel. "Yes, I know," answered Mrs. Goose. Then they all went outside to watch for Mrs. Wild Goose. The wind made little scurry tracks in the snow, and there were gray clouds scuttling over. "I wish she'd hurry," said Mrs. Goose, drawing her shawl closer around her. "I'm cold." "I wish you'd change your mind," sighed Mrs. Squirrel. "I hate to think of you flying around loose in the sky somewhere. Don't go." "Yes, I'm going," said Mrs. Goose firmly. "I don't believe her cousin is coming," 3 ducks whispered. "It's 5 minutes past 5 already." But just then there was a faraway honking sound. In a minute, a wild goose came into sight. She came nearer and nearer, and she flew right over Mrs. Goose's chimney. "There she is. Goodbye," said Mrs. Goose, flapping her wings. But there she stayed, right on the ground. "Try again," said 3 ducks. She flapped and flapped, but she did not rise. "Take off your clothes," came a wild voice from the sky. "Throw off your bag. You are too heavy." And there was a sound of laughter, cold laughter with wind in it. So Mrs. Goose took off her clothes and her dress, her shawl, her hat, and threw her bag down on the ground, and she flapped her wings again. And up she rose, with a great noise. As she rose, she kicked off her red shoes, and they fell down. One of them whacked Mr. Pig right on the nose. "Goodbye, Mrs. Goose," Mr. Pig sneezed. "Goodbye," they called. "Goodbye," she answered them as she rose higher and higher. "There she goes for her wild Christmas," said Three Ducks. "I hope she'll have a good time." They gulped hard in their throats because they missed her already. "We'd better take her things into the house and lock the door, just as she told us to, and put the key under the mat. There she flies over the pine treetops. And there are going to be lots of presents for her at the Christmas party tomorrow, and she won't be here to get them. She said she'd open them when she got back. Maybe she won't get back," sighed Mrs. Squirrel. "Maybe we'll never see her again." And they all began to cry a little, feeling so sad on Christmas Eve at 5:15. At 7:00, when Three Ducks came back from a little visit at Mrs. Squirrel's house, there was a light shining from Mrs. Goose's window. "We must go and look in," they said. "Who could be there? Mrs. Goose is away. We must go and see." So they plopped over and peeked in the window. There was Mrs. Goose, with her wrapper and white nightcap on, warming her wings before the fire. Tap, 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 at the door went Three Ducks with excited bills. They were so glad. "Shh," said Mrs. Goose as she let them in. "Yes, I'm back. Yes, my wings are tired. For my wild cousin here, she's in my bed sleeping. She's come to spend Christmas with me. But we thought you were going to spend Christmas with her." "I did spend 2 hours with her," said Mrs. Goose. "That was long enough." "Yes, you were right, Three Ducks. Her house is very cold, right by the river, just frozen ratty weeds, lumps of ice, and wind blowing in your feathers this way and that. One of my best tail feathers blew right out. She had a few wintergreen berries stuck around. We ate those. This is our Christmas dinner, really," said my cousin. "We'll have it today instead of tomorrow. We'll spend Christmas flying, my tame cousin. You need practice. You fly very badly. We'll go far over those snow-covered hills." "How cold and unpleasant," shivered Three Ducks. "What did you say?" "I said, now I've had sort of a Christmas with you, a nice berry meal. Please come back to my house with me and see what Christmas there is really like. We give presents to each other. We have a party and lots of dancing and laughing and try to make each other happy and full of pleasant feelings." And do you know, she had never heard of a party in a house beside a fire. She didn't know about giving presents. Awfully wild, I think. Well, I talked and talked, and after a while she said she would come. "And she's here now, sleeping in your bed?" asked Three Ducks. "Oh, do let us have a peek at her, please." "Will you be very quiet? Will you put your feet down softly and not quack?" "Oh, yes, yes." And Mrs. Goose lit a candle. And they stepped softly to the bedroom. She held the light up high so they could see better. But there was no one in the bed. The covers were thrown back, and as though someone got out quickly, and there was one long feather on the blanket. "Why, she's gone," said Mrs. Goose, looking at the open window. "She's flown away. You can't be wild, and she can't be tame," said Three Ducks wisely. "Our mothers were sister geese," Mrs. Goose told them, "but we don't seem to belong in the same family." "And you'll be here for the Christmas party after all," laughed Three Ducks. And they had the happiest Christmas that they had ever had. Ragtag and Bobtail and Billy Squirrel and all the other animal children had some jolly little toys, and all the grown-up animals had great fun opening their own presents. They sang animal songs and played games, and the refreshments were delicious. The tree was trimmed with little balls of cotton, strings of pink popcorn, and a few stars and candles. Mrs. Goose was so happy that she got all mixed up. She dropped nuts into her tea instead of lemon, said happy birthday to Mr. Pig instead of Merry Christmas, and when it was time to go home, she put her rubbers on her wings instead of on her feet. But no one cared. They were so glad to see her back again. "And you won't fly away again, will you?" Three Ducks asked her. And she said, "No. One wild Christmas is enough for me. Animal Town is where I belong, forever and ever."